Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Can you hear me chewing on cheese?
Yeah, no. Can you hear us eating?
Not getting that audible cheese.
I'm really trying. I was really leaning into the cheese bite.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a bite of cheese with my pie and see if you can hear that, because this is, we're in post. We're detoxing from Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, okay.
I'm literally shaking from sugar. It's crazy. Like,
no,
I only had one cup of coffee. I'm shaking from like sugar and being violently thrown around throughout the night.
Knott's Berry Farm needs a detox?
Yeah, idiot. It's the best. It's the best heroin you're ever going to get. It's the best old timey ghost town miner heroin a person could have.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah, we went to the amusement park all day yesterday. I'm like, yeah, for breakfast, I'm having boysenberry pie with a slice of provolone cheese on it.
I did. Okay, so Knott's is known for, they started as just like legitimately a berry farm.
Right.
And they sold like jams and berries on the side of the road. And so they have like a boysenberry fest every year, which I'm always like, I'm going to make it. And then I just don't, because it's hard to move stuff around a boysenberry fest,
right.
You know?
It's hard to coordinate your schedule.
But so I did, season. I got a boysenberry hand pie, which Wendy is finishing.
And it's so good.
It
and I just crunched on a little.
Oh,
it was a granule of sugar, but I'm going to pretend it was a whole wheat nugget.
It was, yeah, it was definitely, it was cracked wheat.
Yeah, is that cracked? It's that good clear wheat. It's like a cracked cubed clear wheat. It's very high in fiber.
But I also got, we really went boysenberry crazy. We got boysenberry taffy.
Yep.
We got boysenberry popcorn.
Yeah.
But the best, which you didn't know I got because you left, I got boysenberry mustard.
Ooh,
it's
yummy.
In the fridge. We're going to slather it on nothing, just our fingers.
Right. Anything. We're going to, I'm going to put it on this cheese. Yeah, I'm still in California. So Megan and I are on the couch.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
In the studio.
Yeah, in the studio.
Studio.
Mm-hmm. I got all my shit with me. Checked out of the hotel. God damn, that was a nice hotel.
Yeah, Wendy had a really nice hotel out here.
Yeah.
It was like being in an apartment. And we swam in the pool and we didn't even get kicked out.
Cool.
We should have.
Oh, for sure. We were like bumming out. There were these two rich ladies, like with lots of plastic surgery, hanging out, talking quietly. And Megan and I just like jumped in the pool. I started yelling about yeast infections.
And wheeze laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought we're for sure going to get kicked out of here. I didn't get kicked out of the Equinox. We really made it through LA being gross and not being thrown out of places.
I'm impressed. We also went to Knott's Berry Farm too. We're like the grossest people at the grossest place.
Yeah.
And they still let us in.
I know. Well, and I felt very sexy at Knott's Berry Farm. I was like, never, if you ever want your self-esteem boosted, go to a theme park.
That's a great jammer's tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's a 10 at a theme park.
Yeah. If you're feeling terrible
about
yourself.
Not everyone. That's how you're a 10. Is
right.
Because not everyone's
right.
a 10.
Right.
Right. Jammers listeners. First of all.
We're all 10s.
Yeah. We're all hot and beautiful.
Exactly the right weight for our body. Whatever
right.
that may be.
Right. Good personalities. Fun and interesting.
Showered.
Yep. So, yeah. I did take a shower today. No deodorant because I forgot to use it when I was in the bathroom.
She has to use mine. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday we were so excited for Knott's, and I know we've been talking about it for the past few episodes. We were so excited. On my way here yesterday, I'm in the Uber, and Megan calls me, and I'm thinking, like, I'm 3 minutes away. What do I need to call? And then she texts me, I'm at the coffee shop. What do you need? And I was like, hold on, this is an important call.
Also not, what do you want? What do you need?
Yeah. But yeah, so we're so excited, and it's on the phone. These poor Uber drivers, anytime I'm on the phone with Megan, essentially... unless they're Jammers fans, they are not entertained by our conversations.
I also don't think they think you're on a phone call.
Oh, for sure not.
they're just like this insane woman.
Right. Well, and it's different in New York. They ever like the cab drivers, everyone's just like a regular person kind of, and they are drivers. That's their job. But in LA, even the Uber drivers are like good looking and they got personalities for days because they're all actors.
They're all actors. Yeah.
You're taking different Ubers than I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting the newly arrived immigrant Uber drivers exclusively.
Oh.
That's the difference between East Hollywood and West Hollywood, if anyone's wondering.
Yeah. I was saying, West Hollywood, I got picked up by people with flawless skin. Great. I walk in, get in the car, and I'm like, hey, how are you? And they're like, so what are you in town for? What are you? Oh, cool. What are you doing? I'm like, I cannot help you with any career stuff.
Highlight presentation? Yeah. What do you need?
Yeah. Oh, just meetings. Ugh. But yeah, so this guy had to hear me. I was so excited. I lost my glasses in an Uber and I was like, I lost my glasses. I haven't taken a shit and I need deodorant, but I don't care.
Because we're going to nuts.
Yeah, rides, rides, rides. And then, but the trick with that is I got to do that out of the gate in LA in Ubers because then he immediately stopped talking to me.
Oh, when you said I'm going to nuts?
No, when I said I haven't shit and I don't care.
Oh, perfect.
He was just like, okay, so maybe this is not.
He was so rocked to hear a woman in Los Angeles admitting to taking a shit.
Right. Or not shitting, like either like so gross. A woman that has bowels but isn't constantly on laxatives, you must not live here. But yeah, so it was good. And then I finally took a shit today. I didn't shit all day yesterday
because of the excitement.
It was scared back up into my body.
Okay, so I do think Wendy was a little bummed. Wendy thought I was like gung ho roller coasters, which I love roller coasters.
Yeah.
But I'm not an asshole.
I'm actually surprised to hear that you're not gung-ho roller coasters.
Well, no, this is the thing. And this is what Sarah was very upset in the car at home when I explained it to her. It's like I love horror movies. I like being scared, but like also calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? Like I like being scared when it's fun. I don't like roller coasters where it's like, we're going to rip off your left ear and then shove you down a tube in 0 to 60 and 0.3 seconds, asshole. I don't like that.
Right. I like roller coasters where they threaten your life in the line, like before you're even on. I like someone to come up with a knife, not at a Halloween theme one. I want someone in the day.
A real knife.
A 17-year-old who's working there part-time to come and brandish a weapon and be like, hey, bitch. Be careful with your hats and your glasses.
Wait, can we, out of everyone that worked at that theme park that we interacted with, did you know the scrambler? Of anyone?
Yeah.
The Australian scrambler attendant, me and Preston. Okay, so we went on the scrambler, which is like a fun, everyone knows what that is.
Oh,
it's like, it's
time.
In Greece. It's the Greece ride.
Well, okay.
They're like, woo, in Greece.
Yeah. Now this guy's name was Serge. And there were no lines.
There were no lines.
We stood in two lines.
We could have gone on everything. We really only saw Ghost Rider didn't count because that just opened. They hadn't opened the ride yet.
Right.
And we went to it. The only line we stood in was Log Ride. And that was because it had broke down mere moments before. So we had to wait. But the scrambler attendant, Serge from Australia. So Wendy and our friend Sarah in one car and me and Preston in another car because it's only two per car. And the entire, were you talking about him? Because Preston was very upset, but I was like, babe. And he's like, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Like this guy should not work anywhere near children.
Yeah. It was hot. So he was understandable. Like he was sweaty, but more so than like he had air conditioning in his little booth. They have fans and air conditioning in there.
He was also Australian. And we all know how I feel about Australians. Right. They should tip better. That's how I feel about Australians.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. That was the first problem. Serge gave nobody cash.
He didn't give me any money for surviving the scrambler. Right. I was like, sir, I sat there for an extra like 30 seconds waiting and nothing.
Yeah.
Typical Australian behavior.
Yeah. And I understand it's a weird thing.
Paying people a living wage.
Was he an Australian teenager? Or was he like,
well, I definitely think, no, he was probably,
20s?
He was probably in his like early 20s.
Yeah.
I banged a couple guys. It looks like Serge for sure.
Oh my God. He was like a big lumbering man with long, sweaty hair.
Again, banged quite a few in my youth, but, no, it was definitely, it reeked of like, one of those work to live programs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where like you go to another country and you get a job. Like
yeah,
you have like a work
parks,
visa for a year and then
theme
you get
parks
to go home.
In Pennsylvania are like that.
But like you get to live in beautiful Brea, California.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like indentured servitude?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was like work to live program. Isn't that just work?
Yeah.
That's every job you're working to pay for stuff.
Yeah. Right. No, that had to be what that was. And it made me then want to talk to more people.
It made
just
me
to
then,
get the accent, not actually talk, not like, ugh, gross, not like have a conversation and learn about them, but just get their accent and be like, what game are you playing? Knott's Berry Farm.
Right. Oh, I thought you were going to say it made me even more mad that he didn't tip because it's like your housing's covered. Cunt.
I feel like that's so common at theme parks because all the local theme parks in Pennsylvania, like the smaller ones do that where they do exchange programs every summer. And like, there's just kids from all sorts of wacky countries in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
Well, because in theory, I mean, that's cool. If you
it's
think
cool,
about it, if you're 18 in another country and there's this exchange program where you can go work at a fucking theme park in America.
It is cool, but there is something with like they pay them less. I don't know what the specifics are. It's like less than minimum wage or something.
No, that's how, that's the only reason they do it. But I'm saying like, it's, that's still, if I was 18 and I could have gone to Australia, and worked in a theme park.
Now like Australia, gross. A bunch of surges running around. I'd have to just
I'd have to have sex with all of them.
Yeah. Gross.
And none of them would appreciate it or tip me. But I'd totally fucking do that. You know, I mean, you know, you're getting like less money with that, but you get to go to another country.
Right.
And see stuff. And a theme park? You get to work in a fucking theme park? That's a, that sounds real cool to an 18-year-old.
And you're in like
anywhere
a dorm where you're, where you're hanging out with other kids.
Which also sounds cool to an 18-year-old.
Right. In theory. But yeah, if that's what it was. Because when you're in your 20s, like, I mean, if you're young, do that. But like, if you really break that down, you're living in a YMCA.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
And it's a weird thing, so because sketchy. The workers, like when I was a kid, I remember being like, that'd be so fun to work at Knott's or Disneyland. And then as an adult, I'm like, wow. I mean, you're working, you're watching other people have fun. And the other thing too, I thought, these kids who for sure are half checked out, obviously, because it's a job and you're just kind of fucking around. I was like, they're in charge of people's lives. That seems dangerous. They have buttons that press. They have to make sure people are strapped in properly. And it's a bunch of kids wandering around.
See, that's another thing. I like the crazy, crazy roller coasters. Like I want everything. Like the hang time that you guys went on. If that ride sans the first part,
right,
was just, I would go on that. I would if that was a regular ass with regular ass cars and over the shoulder straps,
right,
I'd go on that shit in a second.
Wait, but what's, they have to add all this.
It, so explain hang time. It.
So hang time.
Stuff of my nightmares.
Yeah. So hang time is this roller coaster, and when you first start, the click to go up is completely vertical. So the track is 100% perpendicular to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get in this thing and it doesn't have over the shoulder straps. Oh. It has a seatbelt and a lap band.
Yeah, exactly. See, Steve? Oof. Yeah, that's okay. No thanks.
And when you sit in the chair, the front, there's like, so your feet aren't fully dangling into the air. So there's an undercarriage part, but your feet don't touch the ground. And even Sarah's feet, and Sarah's tall, Sarah's feet were barely touching the bottom. So it's, so you have the feeling of dangling feet. So your feet don't feel grounded. You're not, you can't
you're
press
not
down.
You're not grounded at all. Yeah, right. Exactly.
And you don't have the shoulder straps. So where you're hanging on is down by your waist.
Oh.
Or if you're like Sarah and I did the second time we did it, we held each other's hands and put our hands up the whole ride. It was fucking scary. So you click up vertically. And the reason they call it hang time is right when you, and you can Google it, look it up. Cause when you see the curve,
if you want to have nightmares for the rest of your life,
right? We just did the dream episode. So if you send us your recurring dreams and it's about dying on some weird track in the middle of the air,
we might have an idea where you got it right, from.
We're going to be able to nail that one. But when it drops, the drop goes in. So it inverts a little bit. So it's not just a straight down like a slide. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're going to tumble out of the ride.
Whoa.
And it doesn't just go straight down. So you click up to the top. And then it goes, so you're hanging over the curb, so you feel your body, that feeling of, oh, we're going to fall. And instead of going right down and giving you that immediate release, it hangs there.
For like a solid 10 seconds.
Oh.
Like, it's not like, oh, like two seconds and then we drop you. Yeah. Like, which some rides do where that'll just be like, just enough to be like, fuck, and then they drop you. It's long enough to where you might be like, is the ride broken?
Yeah.
Like it's genuinely, I watched it a lot.
Yeah.
Cause I was trying to, I was like, I can do this.
You're trying to work up the courage.
But I couldn't. Yeah. Preston didn't do it. Me and Preston didn't do the same rides, which I was surprised. I thought he was going to want to do everything, but he doesn't do them for different reasons.
Why doesn't he?
Cause he's an old man. I do them cause I have crippling anxiety.
Well, it's not unnatural. Most people, I think it's weird if you're into being up really high.
Well, yeah, but this is what I was telling Sarah.
Because
like,
that's
my
a natural human instinct to not die off of a giant building.
But like, I've gone on Supreme Screen. I've gone on all those rides.
Yeah.
It's just, this has been like a recent anxiety ridden development, my fear of heights.
Well, because
Sarah was like very upset about, because she was like, God, so you used to, damn it. Why didn't I know you 10 years ago?
Yeah. Like, it was so like, well, we were on. So Sarah and I were, and we were like, and Sarah's like a fucking badass roller coaster bitch.
Insane. Sarah's, genuinely should have died as a youth.
Right. Her tip, I was like, yeah. So we're like with every ride where, you know, like the back, you get more whipped around the front. We're like, what's the scariest place? And what, like, where are the seats on this ride where we are most likely to die?
How do we kill ourselves the most?
Exactly. Right.
And that's where we're like, but we get in the front and she's like, you want to know a trick? When I was little, I used to like put my arms down so that when they lock the bar in, there's
upsetting.
Extra space so that when it moves around, you can like move up and down and out of the seat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah. She would like, which I knew kids that would do that.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, that's so fucked up.
Because sometimes you come from an abusive home. A lot of kids are getting molested at home and they're like, I don't want to live anymore.
I just want to say Sarah's never been molested. Yeah. I just want to get that out there right now.
Yeah. Sarah's never been molested.
Everyone else that rides roller coasters, molested.
Right. You don't have...
Right. Fine.
You don't... I should... Let me retract this. You don't have to have been molested to want to die on a roller coaster.
But it helps.
Right. You can be totally healthy and also just want to die on a roller coaster. I don't want to put that on anyone who's like, man, I think about that all the time. And then they're looking at their suicide note where it's like, dear fam, oh, son of a bitch.
Do you think... I think about that, though. How more people
your suicide
don't, yes, no, like when I'm at theme parks, how more people don't just kill themselves.
Yeah.
In a fun and absolutely traumatizing way for everyone else.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like people that are trying to kill themselves, like, I feel like it's rare that you get the individual that's like, how can I also
gonna
ruin
make it
the
fun?
Lives of
yeah.
all these other people?
Or make it fun.
Yeah. Cause normally if you kill your, yeah.
Like I'm going to ride on roller coasters all day in the last one.
I know, because if you were like, I'm going to kill myself on this roller coaster, you're on a roller coaster for 30 seconds and you're like, oh, this is so fun.
Oh, fuck
you get
yeah.
the rush of dopamine yeah. and you're like, I want to live forever. But you're dumb because you did that little trick with your seatbelt and now you're on the ground, baby. So too late. So you have to plan. You know, if you're going to, I know suicide's like emotional or whatever, but like if you're going to do it, like think about it because it's probably not the best idea.
Yeah. And if you, you know, go to a theme park.
Right.
To be like, I'm going to kill myself on a roller coaster and then go to the theme park. And guess what? Probably won't end up doing it.
Right. And if you're not as lucky as we are and you went where there are no lines, if you stand in a line with other humans in the sun for more than 20 minutes to wait to get on a fucking roller coaster, your suicide will turn to homicidal rage.
That is true.
And then you're fine. And then you feel better.
What was the song? Oh, I bet Preston remembers the song. I should make him sing it for the outro music.
Oh my God. They played. Well, first of all, it was great. Cause it was the perfect birthday day, theme park day for Megan. Cause they're set up for Halloween. Mm-hmm. So they're playing spooky Halloween music. And there are little ghosts and skeleton cats uh-huh. set up. So it was like daytime scary.
It was perfect daytime scary.
Yeah. But it was like before the there crowds, was, oh! daytime scary.
Okay, before there was yeah. also real cats.
Oh, yeah.
There's real cats that just chill at Knott's Berry Farm. Yeah.
Yeah, like actual.
Which must occasionally die.
That's oh, for sure. Weird. Well, that's what we're talking about. We're like, the cats love heights.
And they love climbing shit.
Oh my God.
Like Ghost Rider. That's why they're hanging around Ghost Rider. Cause when they shut that motherfucker off, those cats just have to be like, yeah, there are for sure cats sleeping on the track constantly that don't wake up. That's probably,
that's why those chicken fingers were so big. Sarah's lunch, the food was massive.
They're
we're
cats.
Like,
they're we're whole like, cats.
Yeah. That's what it was. Cause that makes so much sense. Cause yeah, that's why the portions were so big. Cause we're like, this cannot be economical. This is a big old chicken finger, but if it's dead, it's all profit,
it's all
bitch.
Dead cats. It's all dead stray cats. Also, that's why they run the roller coasters in the morning with empty cars before the park opens, not to test for safety, mm-hmm. but to kill any cats on the track yeah. so that it doesn't ruin a nice family's day.
Right. You got to kill the cats and then get those bad boys back
they gotta
to,
get
the,
in the fryer.
Over to the yep. serving stations. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's how they're making all that money.
Hey, Knott's, we'll be expecting free lifetime passes to kill this episode.
Right. Oh, I thought you were going to say to the restaurant for those delicious fried cats. Mm.
Can we talk about Hazel?
Yes. So this is
I looked squarely into my future.
Right. Well,
I loved it.
The great thing about theme parks, and it's so fun to go as a grown up, because this is the great, like the last time we both went there, we were kids. And when you go as a kid, you get there and you're like, we're going to run from ride to ride to ride. As a grown up, you can take your time. And the other thing too, and this was like, was such a big difference. One of the last time I went was with a bunch of teenagers. And it's like, if somebody doesn't want to go on a ride or someone doesn't want to do whatever, if someone wants to shop and someone doesn't want to, if you're with your family
Everyone has to
do the same fucking thing, which makes sense because you're part of it is like, we're doing this to be together.
This is everyone's happy.
Right. Or like when you're a little kid, we saw there were like groups of kids and they're just like, make sure you have your buddy.
Yeah.
And so you have to do all the shit that everybody wants to do. And with adults, you could be like, Sarah and I can be like, we want to go on this thing where we might die or at the very least, pee our pants.
And Preston and I are like, cool, we're going to go on the bumper cars again.
Right. Yeah. And split it up. Everyone got to do their whatever they wanted to do, and it was fun and relaxed. And one of the things that we all like to do is sit down and have a snack.
A large snack.
Yeah. So, but, and even till you look at everything differently too. Like so we had Serge, who was the one employee where you're like, oh God, this is terrifying.
You should not be controlling any of this.
Right. And then the opposite of Serge was our waitress.
Hazel.
Yes.
I love Hazel. Hazel was 84.
Is that what, yeah?
She told us. She told us she was 84 and she was a treat.
Yeah. This really sweet grandma, she came over and she served and like when I, cause they, we got there was like 11:30 when we sat down to eat. And I had the free continental breakfast at my hotel. So I'd already had the free scone from my hotel and like a half of a Danish. So I was all full up on sugar and I was a little bit shaky. So I was like, I'll just get a side of vegetables. And she's like, well, we got green beans and bok choy. How do you say that? And she's like, I've never had that.
I've never had bok choy. In all my 84 years, that's how we found out how old she was. Cause yeah. She said, all my 84 years, I've never had bok choy. And I was like, oh, it's delicious. It's like a funny lettuce.
Yeah.
And she was like, ignored everything we were saying.
Right.
She just wanted to give us ranch. She just wanted to give us so much ranch and barbecue sauce. Yep.
Y'all sure you don't want barbecue sauce?
Yeah. I think she asked us for barbecue sauce like 7 times.
Yes.
Like she could not fathom that we did not want barbecue sauce.
Well, and that's, I think, the key. If you're going to be like working at a theme park, you either have to be beholden there to ensure that you've got shelter,
yes,
and your basic life needs met, or that you don't get shipped back to your country, which may not be your favorite place in the world. Or you just be old and have straight up dementia.
Oh, but there was a lot of Hazels.
Oh yeah.
All the ladies working at all of the you miss this. All the ladies working at like the tchotchke stores.
Yeah.
Like just the buy our shit stores, all over 70.
Yeah.
Which I'm into this. I don't know what Knott's game is, but I'm on board. And then we went, they've got like, do you remember in the ghost town, the old West Museum?
Yes.
Where they've got like old guns and like pictures of whores and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's still there. We found that. We went in there and there's a guy in there just sleeping.
Yeah.
Like some like 80-year-old man who and I was like, that's the dream for him. He probably is just like an old West nerd. Fucking has been obsessed with cowboys and Indians and bullshit since he was a little kid and knows everything you could possibly know about like California in the 1800s. And his fucking job is to just sit in that old West museum and sleep until he can trick someone into listening to him talk for 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's the best job. And for sure drinking whiskey because there are lots of barrels through that part of the park.
Filled with whiskey.
For sure. What's in there? Saltwater taffy. We got to let it ferment. Is this good fermented? It's this weird fermented liquid taffy. You don't chew, you drink it.
Yeah. You got to be 21. Do you have an idea? Right. This is 21 and up taffy.
Yeah. You have to have a wristband for this. Can I see your hand stamp before you get taffy?
Taffies per person per trip.
Right. Oh, are you driving? Yeah, sorry, but you can't.
We have to cut you off with the taffy. Right.
We need to make sure you have a taffy-less driver with you. We need a designated taffy-less driver before we even let you in the building. But those old people too, it's fun, but it's like a part of me too. And like, and they really, it's like the one guy, I was like, are you real or are you guys ghosts? Like thick ghosts that we can't see through. Because the one guy,
ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to those thin wishy-washy ghosts.
Yeah, where you can see through them. Boo. Boring.
Oh, you mean boo.
Yeah. Boo. Oh, man. man.
Can
pretty
we stop
soon.
The episode? That was so good.
I know. Pretty soon, or it's gonna, oh man, in not just a couple weeks, you're gonna be in New York for Halloween.
I know. Guys, we apologize for the next month of episodes because this is it. It's just gonna be us talking about roller coasters and Halloween.
Yep, and just planning and probably reading some of your dreams because I mean that was fun. We like doing
more
that.
We do have more dreams we have to talk about.
Oh, Daniel, thank you for apologizing. I got a message. You go, sorry, my email was so long. And I said, it's fine. Steven printed it out and it's his new wallpaper.
Yeah.
No.
It's just so you feel like less alone. You're like, I'm not the only one. But yeah, there was this one guy and he was like, we were walking by and this like dude just with like a bald head, big old guy just like stepped into a doorway with a gun that I assume was fake. And he was like, y'all need any help finding anything? And we're like, no. We walked away. I was kind of scared. I'm like,
does he work here?
I was going to turn around. And in my mind, I was like, don't. Because when you turn around, he's going to be
gone.
He's
going to be gone.
In thin air.
Nothing would have made me happier.
No.
Than if he disappeared.
I know. But yeah, it was fun. Does your body feel sore at all from the rides?
My lower back.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go on three rides. We went on everything else.
Right.
The ones we went on were, I get like the crazy ones you went on where it doesn't have the old over the shoulders. That's just to make me feel better. I get that the force of the ride keeps you in the ride. Like you really don't even need a strap except for like the going up and stuff.
Like, yeah. Like when we built the Jammers compound, which I didn't want to like, since we're bringing up the no strap,
oh, here we go.
We are going to do a roller coaster, but we're going to do no straps because that's what we thought about yesterday.
Everyone will die. Well, that's how, fuck Jim Jones and his fucking Flavor Aid.
Right.
We're just going to strap y'all on the roller coaster,
I know.
But not strap you on.
Right. That's what we should do. I know we were going to like do suicide by farting, which we've talked about. And I know a lot of you are like probably excited, you know, and starting to eat lots of cheese now. But that would be it. Then maybe we could do two options. You can still die suicide by fart.
I don't see why we don't meld two great ideas into one idea. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like there's something about roller coasters that immediately clenches butthole. I feel like it'd be hard to simultaneously fart and die on a roller coaster.
We'll fart for you.
Right. Yeah. We're going to look. That's how much we love you guys.
We're heroes.
What we can do, if you fart into a bag, we save all the farts in jars. Here's what we do. We'll save all the farts in jars over like a few months period. And then we make a little.
It's us and Jammers list. It's a few days.
Yeah.
We'll produce enough farts in a couple of days.
I know. It's funny to be like, it'll be months.
Are we trying to kill the world? Yeah. I don't understand.
It's the new ozone layer.
That's a good idea. Can we do that?
I would probably be protective.
It's
better than
shot.
The air out here. My throat feels scratchy from the air here. And it's not because I've been smoking anymore.
Oh, it's definitely not from the screaming all day.
Yeah.
At a theme park yesterday.
My throat feels sore. It's probably from the pollution.
Yeah, definitely not from screaming for 8 straight hours. Yeah. That's
screaming
not it.
Screaming and giggling. Yeah. No. And like.
No, definitely. It's definitely the Los Angeles pollution that you grew up in. It's definitely that. It's for sure that.
It was like, we're screaming. Like the craziest
thing. You live
thing.
In New York, not fucking Iowa. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm just, it's so weird being out of that clean Manhattan air.
I know. It's like, it's so weird. You know, what I like about Manhattan is the air is clean, but it smells like pee. So it tricks you into thinking that it's not pee, but it's just clean air. It's just so clean that it smells. Pee is actually, isn't it like an...
sterile.
Right. Yeah. So that's why you never get sick in New York. Because it's like if you get stung by a jellyfish, you piss on your
And you're just
wound.
Walking through
Right.
Piss.
You're just living in the sterile
Right.
Haze
so you're just Right. So we're
City.
Just inhaling molecules of piss rising through the heat. And it keeps you from getting... And it's like a throat coat tea.
That's the grossest thing like, I think you've ever said on this podcast. Because I'm picturing just like a cartoonish cloud of fart, but it's a cloud of pee.
Yeah.
That's
and then
why
someone
we,
just like.
Yeah, it's like a throat coat pee. I love it.
That's why we get allergies when we go anywhere else, because it's so healthy here.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Not because everything's dead in
you
New York.
You go to the doctor like, I'm not sure what's wrong. And he's like, okay, everything looks fine. The levels of urine in your lungs seem to be a little low.
Yeah. Oh, you're in New York. You went to school in New York?
Yeah.
NYU?
Okay, yeah. So you've built up a tolerance and you actually need a thin coating of urine molecules in your lungs.
You sound so smart. You just said molecules.
I know. Thank you.
You look very impressed with yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a big old smile on my face. Almost like I'm on a ride. But no, the roller coaster was like the one, the hang time, the reason that Sarah wanted to go back on that one. Cause I was like, I'll go on them all again. And Sarah goes, she said, I can't, explain what it is, but I feel really good, like emotionally happy when I get off the ride. And she's never done drugs or partied a lot. And so I had to explain to her, oh, that's why I liked it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that adrenaline rush, that dopamine dump, I mean, it feels, it's like a rush of like Coke or Molly. It's like a hit of an upper.
Yeah.
Because the blood in your brain goes all the way back and fucks with you. But then that anticipation, like the part where you scream and go like, you know, like that's the part you like that we like. That's why we like getting scared when it's like, oh, this is a scary movie, but I like the jump and the ha. That it's like a buildup of tension and a release. And like that's similar to an orgasm and that feeling. But hang time, because it makes you sit there for a second, that little bit of extra time of like delayed gratification makes the release so much more intense. It's like edging.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, it's like edging on a roller coaster. Hang time just like gets you close to coming, and then it just walks like, away to make a sandwich. And you just sit there, just mad. Your dick or your pussy's all full of blood.
I wonder if this is the conversations they have when they're talking about. They're like,
yes.
They're like all these maniacs that do crazy shit that design roller coasters. They're like, how do we make an edging coaster?
Like, how do we weirdos. People that build roller coasters are straight weirdos.
How do we find them?
Someone who builds a roller coaster?
Have you ever met
I feel like the internet would just do that for us real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even think of a podcast of like a roller coaster. I'm surprised that they're not like rock stars that are just like, yeah, I fucking
that's a
build
great idea.
Coasters.
Yeah.
And fuck Jammers, Selfish Help. Well, we're Jammers, the coaster cast.
Yeah.
Coaster cast.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a $1 billion idea.
That's a great idea.
That is a great
idea. And every episode is just us screaming.
Yeah, we don't, we're not interviewing people that design roller coasters. No. It's just us on roller coasters.
Yeah, it's just the whole episode is us just standing in line going, this is fucking, I don't know. Do you want to get a corn dog? What should we? It's just us thinking about food.
And then very quiet. And they're like, yeah. A lot of those noises. And then
it's
screams.
Like, fuck. Oh man, that's good.
Yeah.
It would probably sound, it would sound like we were getting like violently. I don't even want to say fucked because that's too gentle of a word. I mean, it would sound like we were being violently gang raped.
I mean, you can say rape. You seemed like you paused on rape so long. I was like, just say rape.
You know, the Kavanaugh stuff. I don't know if anyone's being upset.
Oh,
well, everyone should be upset because the Republicans can all eat.
I've been
everyone's
watching this all
fucking
afternoon.
Dick.
People are upset.
Yeah.
I've been watching it all morning. I was telling you one day I was working out. And Preston was just sitting on the couch and I'm working out in the living room and we're watching it. And I just stop and continue working out with my anger. Like I wouldn't be actually working out, but just be like, these fucking, why does it matter that she has a fear of flying? I have a fear of flying. What the fuck are you talking about?
I
was doing a lot of air punches. I was sparring a lot.
It's crazy just that they have to throw I have honestly not been watching it, and I saw a little bit of it, and I just kind of, and I don't really have a, like, cause I never like reported the guys that raped me. And I mean, I've talked about it and I do jokes about it, but it's such an interesting thing. But I feel like that's why I was like pausing on the word rape. Cause even just like watching and reading this stuff, it just bums me out. It just reminds me of, it's just like a frustrating thing where it's like,
it is everyone. I've had shit happen to me. Like everyone's had shit happen. And it's just like the fact that this woman that's what's been so interesting is cause I was telling Wendy, like they now can't say she's lying.
Right. No. And she's such an interesting character. It fucking define the path of her whole life studying herself and her PTSD from this one event.
And as happens, she was 15 years old and she was very fucking like insanely articulate and like described that well, like the affected. But like now all these Republicans, they can't do the just like, well, she, except for Lindsey Graham, who literally I hope never sleeps a day in his life, and just Satan just rips pieces of skin off of him for an eternity. Fucking hate Lindsey Graham. This is just like the last straw, the way he's been talking about this today. It's insane. Somebody find a supercut of all the shit he said just today because of these hearings. It's crazy. But like, they're having a woman, all the, because there's two female Republican senators. So all the senators, because they're all men, are fielding all their questions through a female prosecutor, mm-hmm. which is somehow more sexist. And they've managed like they to make her it more in sexist. From
like a preschool or something. Like she's this, Arizona. Arizona.
They flew her in from Arizona. Like, why? That's the, where they're like, why is she here doing? Why did you fly? You couldn't find a fucking prosecutor in DC.
Right.
You couldn't find a female prosecutor in DC. Why is this chick in from Arizona?
And it just, you couldn't do it yourselves. Like, it just feels so fucking,
because they, well, one of them, oh, this was actually really funny. This is on MSNBC when they were like in one of the breaks, and one of the reporters who's there was, because had been saying every time they take a break, like none of the Republicans are speaking. Yeah. Like they're coming out stone face, walking into their room. Like right. no one's saying a word. And one of the guys said something to him and he read it. And I can't remember everything, but part of what, and I don't remember which senator said it. Part of it was he said attractive person in reference to her.
Mm-hmm. The woman or the prosecutor?
The woman who's speaking. Like blah blah blah, all this stuff seems like an attractive person, and then goes back to the MSNBC reporter, and he was like, "I think that right there just goes with probably part of the reason that the Republican senators are not speaking during this, and how out of touch they are, because he did not understand. Like, you would not, if that was a man, you wouldn't have been like, he seems like a really attractive man."
Right.
He seems like a really attractive person.
Right.
You would never say that if it was a man. So it was just like right there, like motherfucking cunt. Like this is the problem.
It's a weird, and I've had this conversation with my mother before about Trump. And that's why even with this stuff, with this case going on, when I was at the, cause I was at their house in Vegas before I came to LA, and they had the news on and they're watching it, and it was just the craziest thing to experience. My parents hearing them be like, oh God, this woman, you know, it's like everyone's done something. They were just making light of it. And I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah. This is insane. You have a daughter, and the way that people fall, and we've talked about this before, but when they fall so hard on their party lines where they're like, I'm ride or die with these people, it's like, and my parents were talking about, they're like, yeah, well, this guy, and they brought up like Kevin Spacey and some of the Hollywood, they're like, oh, Hollywood people are doing this. And I'm like, okay, first of all, if you're going to compare entertainers to, I'm like, they're entertainers that they're not held up to a moral standard. This guy is applying for a job. Like his job is possibly going to be literally to have good judgment. So that's such, and it's just so frustrating. And even with my parents, like we just had to kind of stop talking about it. It was just really upsetting to watch them because like, and it's like, because you know, and like, she's like, people are like, oh, well she drank a lot. It's like, I mean, it feels like we're having the same conversation over and over again since the beginning of time.
No, exactly. But also like, that's, I don't understand where you do bring in like, not you, but like any, where they're like, well, Hollywood does this all the time. It's like, and it's okay that fucking, no one's saying it's totally dope that Harvey Weinstein fucking bullied women and raped women in so that they wouldn't lose their careers. No one's saying that's fine, but this isn't. None of it's fine.
Right.
And the whole rhetoric of like boys will be boys, which I grew up with that, and I know you grew up with, and Steven definitely did because he's 1,000 years old, where it's just like, yeah, I mean, well, you know, she's drunk at a party. What does she think's going to happen? You know, it's always been on us as women to just not, it's always, well, don't put yourself in that position. We're like, a boy's never told, don't be drunk at a party. Boys are never told, don't leave your drink unattended at a party.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's this crazy double standard, and I get it, but it just needs to stop. Like, this has nothing to do with boys will be boys. And to say that in 2018 puts into like all young girls' heads now that anything that happens to them is their fault because boys get a fucking pass because they're young and stupid.
Right.
You know, his hormones are raging. Mm. It's not his fault that him and his friend cornered her and grabbed her tits.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, he's a kid. What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
how is that because even kind of...
You need to start having those conversations with young boys. I mean, like, you need to start having those conversations.
No, it should be part of sex ed. It should always have been part of sex ed.
Yeah, that should always... And it doesn't matter how much you're drinking or what you're doing. Like, that's never okay.
I never remember hearing anything about consent in sex ed. I remember learning about, like, date rape.
Right.
But never, there was never anything about consent.
Well, but also, and there's something interesting, too. And I've been, like... reading a lot about this and just kind of doing a lot of thinking about this, because especially with my sister, because she's got her daughter's almost 4 and she has a little boy. And my sister, when she was talking about with raising her daughter, like, I mean, Annabelle, my niece is beautiful, but I, even when my sister and I were talking about this, I was, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, having like eating disorders and like other cool shit that we did when we were kids.
Eating disorders are so cool.
Yeah. But I remember with my sister, because my sister is adopted. My dad met her mom when she was like 3. And at the time I was 8 or 9. And so there's not that much of an age difference, but even at 9 years old, 8 or 9, I felt like an adult. And that's, you know, because my mom just disappeared. So you grow up very quickly when a family member just takes off.
Right.
And so that happened. And so, but with my sister, I can remember being conscious when I was like 10 or 11 years old to not comment about my body in front of my sister. I would never be like, I feel fat, because, and I love my mom and are very close now. And you learn behaviors from your parents. Like my grandmother, who I saw, like, and my mom, they're both obsessed with, am I skinny? How do I look? What did I eat? That's what they want to talk about. And that was affected me for a long time, where I got that's the thing with most women, where our value was how we look and how attractive we are to a man. And can we find a mate that will take care of us? That's not like what? That's still going on now. Yeah. Right. It's like with any type of cycle that you see in your family that you didn't like as a kid, unless you actively work really hard to try to change that in yourself, which is obnoxious and painful, it just keeps perpetuating itself. So I remember with my sister, I would make a conscious effort to never be like, you're so pretty. I would be like, you're so smart, when she was little.
Yeah.
And she's got a super healthy self-image. And she does that with her daughter. And something else we were talking about, and even with sexuality, as my sister was raised, we're like, my mom walks around completely, my family was naked in front of us, so we're not uptight about our bodies. When Megan was over at my hotel the other day,
washing her pussy out.
Yeah. We had the door up. Well, first of all, because we just like want to keep talking to each other.
You guys have a very unique friendship.
We're taking peas in front of each other, poos.
And then I was going to just
go. All the peas.
Yeah. And I was going to change into a bathing suit. I came back from working out and I was sweaty, but I couldn't stop talking to her for 6 minutes to get in the shower. So I quick rinsed off and then I got out butt ass naked and we're just talking. And then I went to go pee and I was like, oops, I think I'm taking a little poop. And like, we don't care, but a lot of people
are very uptight about that stuff.
You know, a lot of people aren't as like
cool
open as mirror.
A lot of people are cool enough to take shits in front of their best friends. Okay, right. Get with the times, right. Guys.
We're sorry if you have.
I don't shit in front of anyone ever. That's a hard line for me.
Really?
Oh no, I would never. Like, no way.
I don't like, you don't make them look at it, but if you're just like talking,
I don't know. There has been a couple where I've been like, I should. Oh, I need to alert a friend.
Oh, I know. My mom has sent me a text where she goes, "You are so lucky. I almost want to send you a picture of this dump."
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess if you're like uptight and you have body shame or whatever.
Yeah, you guys are making me feel like a real prude.
Yeah, you fucking Puritan.
All the body positivity stuff are just pictures of girls in like bikinis with like not six packs eating. Our body positivity will just be us like naked, shitting, holding hands.
Yeah.
This is remember real when we body were gonna, positivity.
Remember, that was years ago. Do you remember I don't know if we saw it together, we texted each other. There was some toilet where it's like a lover's toilet. That's a product. Where the toilets are like back to back.
That's the old SNL sketch.
Yeah.
Where they've got the two toilets that are facing each other because you can't be apart at all.
Oh, is that an SNL sketch? Yeah. I thought that was a real product.
No, it's not a real product. It's an old SNL sketch where they have the two toilets and it's like an S.
Back to back.
So they're facing. No, so you're facing each other while you're shitting.
Yeah.
Because it was like for the couple that can never be apart even for a moment. And it was.
I thought that was a real product.
It can be. Well, I think make it should one. Be.
We get a roller coaster designer. We'll be like, so you make roller coasters? Yes, I specialize in terrifying contraptions. We've got the most terrifying contraption idea for you yet. We need you to build us this lover's toilet.
Why don't we combine the two? A roller coaster.
Yes.
Where you're shitting and looking at your lover.
Yes.
Wow.
And not strapped in. So all the poo's just.
Yeah. You're strapped in, but the poo is not. You can cut out little.
Wait, no, now I'm picturing it just being like a porta potty top.
I got too excited.
So the poo just drops out. Like it's just a free for all. Poo,
it's a free fall poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poo fall.
Like I like to think there's a beautiful garden that it's fertilizing.
Poo falling.
No, I will not sing along with you.
Why did Tom Petty get dragged?
Rest in peace, Tom Petty. You deserve much more than that.
That was not so a fitting tribute.
I know. You do deserve more. I wish I could have finished the whole song.
Oh my God. My face hurts. It's so much harder when you're here because my face hurts more.
I know. Because we're just gritting our teeth being like, is this over so we can fucking go outside and eat
cheese? I need more cheese.
I know. Do you want some? Oh, my cheese is on pie. Do you want that?
No, I can't. I can't eat any more pie.
All right.
Oh my God.
I took a picture of this cheese on pie. So get
and
into
that,
it.
That'll be the name of another roller coaster. Cheese on pie.
That's you go on cheese on pie first and then you go on the lover's toilet.
Well, you have to.
Right.
We've designed them that way.
Right. You cannot go out of order. You go on cheese on pie first.
I mean, you can go out of order, but you're just going to have to go back to lover's toilet again.
I mean, this is on the compound. We can build it however we want.
Right. Ugh. And you'll be shacked. I think we should do an order because like we know, you know, the order of operations.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what we do. Cheese on pie is the first ride. And that's just like, it's like a water ride or like the mine ride where you just slowly sit in a train and you're force fed cheese on pie.
Yes. No. It's that. It's the log ride. So it's like chill. It's like mellow.
Yeah. So you can eat.
So you can, and then old timey coal miners are shoving cheese and pie on your face.
Yes.
I'm picturing elaborate animatronics with this. I'm picturing like a very Disney-esque.
That's literally what we're saying. You've never been to Knott's. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The log ride is the same thing as Splash Mountain, but it's old coal miners.
Yeah.
I just want high quality animatronics.
Oh, no. I don't want high quality. I want the Knott's animatronics people.
I want the racist Chinese miner characters. They still have in the mine ride.
Not only have they not updated any of these animatronic characters in Knott's Berry Farm like to get rid of the racism, but they haven't changed the actual
animatronics
in 40 years. It's the same and they're like really scary. It's like melting faces.
It's like the old Chuck E. Cheese dudes.
Yes, but scary.
No, worse.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But scarier. But yeah, we could have little animatronic miners.
But how do we, so when I'm thinking, because I'm thinking log ride, because like where you go down, but that usually like, you know, like feels like your tummy's up in your chest.
Yeah.
How do we have to make it feel, we have to do like a thing, like a compression where it feels like your tummy's in your butt and to push the poos out.
Yeah.
So then you have to immediately run over to lover's toilet. So what would be like a thrill ride situation? What's the laxative version of a thrill ride?
My favorite laxative thrill ride. Oh God, I don't know. What can we do? I mean, because you can't. Is there a fast acting laxative? I know acting.
You know what we should just do? Things. We should custom. So you know how the log flumes have those shitty bars? We should make the bars, like the seat bars, animatronic so that they slowly push in on your guts, like that you get a physical
to push out the poos.
Pushing sensation, but not tell anyone that that's what's happening. So you're just like, what the fuck?
That's a good idea.
And or, better idea, we hire ghosts to sit in the rides and squeeze people's tummies.
We'll do it.
I think that's a better idea. Ghosts giving ghost work.
Yeah, we could do ghosts and or you have to ride, and this is because, you know, Hazel might not want to stay at Knott's forever.
And she'll be a ghost soon.
Yeah. So we can get, and you know how when you skydive, you have to have a partner on your back? When you go on cheese on pie, you have a partner that sits next to you so that when you're on the log ride, because the problem with those rides is you slide back and you crush the person behind you. So it'll be like, now you don't have to crush your friends. We got someone who's paid to sit here and you can just let your body roll back into them on all the hills. And that person's job will be to hold and squeeze your belly.
I like this.
To get the poo out. And they can, and then that, and also having a warm person behind you, the warming sensation on your low back also helps a dump.
And we could start a retiree to ghost program. I mean, when you want to commit to Jammers forever, you know, as a retiree, that makes perfect sense.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
Yep. So we'll have a little retirement home thing on the property.
We just kill old people.
Yeah.
So that they become ghosts and then they can work for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't want people to think that I'm being prejudiced. We'll take kids. We'll kill kids.
Right.
I'm not saying we'll exclusively kill elderly people. That would be mean.
Right.
I'll kill them all. Give me a 3-year-old ghost. Give me a 20-year-old ghost.
Right. Anyone who's into it, this is like the ultimate work exchange program.
This is the ultimate Australian right. awful person.
Yeah. Can you just imagine like a mad ghost surge? Like
yes, 100% yeah. I could.
Just rubbing up against you. And if we have something like that, because the ghost rubbing, it makes you scared. And a lot of times scared and nervous, you get the nervous where you got to poo. So that's a little bit scary, but then also a little bit sexy.
Oh yeah, just like Christine Blasey Ford felt real sexy at that party when Brett Kavanaugh squeezed up on her tits.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Exactly like
it's
that.
It's where you feel a little bit good, but then you feel a little bit scared.
Anytime someone touches you unexpectedly and you don't want it. It's always a little sexy, you know? Right. It's always,
you never know, because I might be having sex, whether it's consensual or not, you know, because I've had both kinds.
Which it definitely isn't.
Right. I've had both kinds. In either situation, if you feel better if you've had a bowel movement.
whether I'm giving consent or not.
Right.
I need a bowel movement right. first.
Exactly.
So, hey, rapist ghost. Right. Sitting behind me. Wow. Hey, Serge.
Right. I want to have clean bowels because I know they talk about like the shame, you know, and like the shame of rape and stuff like that, which like, yeah, I get it. But what's more embarrassing, okay?
Pooping on someone.
Yeah, I know.
nothing's worse than pooping on your rapist.
I know. It's a nightmare.
The cleanup.
I know, it's double cleanup. And then it's
you
like,
have to clean up your broken, shattered self-image.
Right. And then you got to pick up poop. And here's the worst part is that if it's a situation like where I was, in the hotel, they wrapped me up in a comforter and like kicked me. I thought I was going to maybe be murdered. Okay. And so.
Oh, that cleanup would have been even worse.
Yeah. Because now I got dirty hotel sheets that I got to clean up. Right. And you can't just throw it away because you're like, gross, this is poo. And like, okay, I may or may not have shit a little bit in my jeans, this jeggings this morning, which is why I had to wash them in the laundry sink. And then hang them over the balcony.
As long as you didn't wash them in the hand washing sink, because that would have been disgusting.
Yeah. I had 2 sinks in my hotel and I was like, oh, I don't want to do laundry. It'll be too expensive. So my workout clothes, I just like rinsed out the pussy in the pits with the fancy soap. This will air. I've already paid my bill, so it's fine.
It already came out of the account. Yeah.
And I was hanging them over the shower. Yeah, I was like, Megan, look, I got 2 sinks. I can wash my the pussies of my clothes out in this sink. And then I can just keep wearing it and save money on laundry. Anyway, I did go a little bit of a poop on myself and my jeggings because I was on rides all day and I ate a bunch of candy. This is the healthiest thing I've had in the last 48 hours.
Well, there's real fruit in there.
Right. It's a bunch of boysenberry jam shoved in a pastry with a piece of cheese on it. I feel like I'm at the gym. And then I was violently being thrown around on roller coasters all day by choice. That was consent.
She gave her consent for the roller right. coasters. Yeah.
But I did a little bit of a poop in my jeans. And so I had to clean that out. I actually washed them in the shower. Look, I don't want people to be ashamed of their bodily functions. I want this for women everywhere.
Yes, all women. Shit your pants.
Yeah. We poop. And sometimes we do it in our clothes, just like a man.
Jesus.
Anyway, so I rinsed my jeans out and I hung them over the balcony with a gorgeous view of downtown LA. And they dried just in time to come over here.
Thank God.
So that's what I was doing a few hours before the pod. That's what I was doing while having my morning coffee, which I immediately stopped drinking. I was like, I think I'm good on coffee. But that was gross. And when you shit on yourself, the instinct is clean it, right? But if it's a rape situation, you're getting raped and now you have poo all over stuff. You want to clean, but you can't clean it. You got to put it in a fucking Ziploc and take it down to the precinct for evidence. So it's just like, it's gross. It's embarrassing. You'd be like, yeah. Why didn't you report? Were you ashamed of the rape? Ugh, no. More so that like, ugh, I'm just irregular.
I would say it would be like, I have no problem going to report my rape, but I pooped myself.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to tell the cops that.
I know.
Could you imagine in a trial?
Oh my God.
They'd be dragging you through the mud.
Right. Hello. Yeah, that would be the most. Yeah, that's why. What did you tell anyone?
I'm not embarrassed of my sexual assault.
Right.
But I didn't do anything shit during it.
Right. Because the sexual assault, that's not on us. That's on the assaulter. They should be embarrassed. They're the bad guys. So, like, yes, tell on them because they're in the wrong. Okay. But yeah, when you poop yourself, it's like, ugh.
Unfortunately, I can't blame anyone but myself.
I know. That was me.
Except In-N-Out.
Right.
Or Del Taco. That's mostly what my diet was in high school. So.
Yeah. The Delta. Yeah. Del Taco. I love. I want to get some of that.
I would be so down to we go get some Del and horrify Preston by the amount of Del Inferno I bring home and eat by itself. Ooh.
Del Inferno. Okay. Let's finish this roller coaster thing. Cause I'm looking at the time. We got to fit. Cause okay. Del Inferno is the name of the suicide roller coaster.
Yes.
Okay.
So, oh, no, and we'll have Del Scorcho. Yep. Del Scorcho will be like for the kids.
Yeah.
That'll be the one for the kids, like the smaller version of the big one.
Right. And this is how we keep. So once we get our first round of volunteers to be murdered and be ghosts and work on the cheese on pie ride. Okay. So that's why you have to, it's a pyramid scheme essentially. So
this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep. So we get our first round of ghosts to work for us, right? They squeeze the bellies. You get off cheese on pie. You go to lover's toilet. Now, you're on that roller coaster, face to face, butt down with your little ride buddy, and you're shitting. And the shit, instead of like free pooping all over the ground.
Rip Tom Petty.
You've got a plan.
Yeah. That's all bagged along with the gaseous matter that's coming out.
I'm seeing where this is going.
Those bags of poo and gas get immediately taken to Delferno, which is a fun ride. And then at the end of it, it could be like a virtual reality ride, like the one we went on where you shoot like guns. Shoot up. Yeah. So we went on. So you go on one of those cool rides. And then at the end, you go through a tunnel and it's a mysterious green fog. But
it's poo gas.
It's poo gas. And you sit there and then you die there. And then your ghost gets, and then you immediately have to like clock in to go work on cheese on pie.
Yeah, because you're a dead ghost and now you have a fucking job.
Yeah.
Let it never be said that you don't have a plan.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, can we cancel the rest of what we have to do today? Because we need to start Googling some roller coaster designers.
I know. We got yeah, find people to work. Yeah, so if you guys know anybody that wants to design for us.
No, fuck that. We don't need engineers or architects. Just Jammers fans.
Yeah.
Some of you probably can afford pencil and paper.
Yeah.
Just draft just something
draw
up.
It out.
Just shoot us a couple of squiggly lines and we'll find some spare wood.
Yeah.
Couple of loose nails and we'll get this shit going.
Yeah, do it. So send us drawings. Help us like sketch this out.
We're the idea people.
Yeah.
So that's you what guys we do. Have to do the grunt work.
Right. We're the idea people. And by the idea people, we have no idea why anyone listens to us.
How do you like it?